I've admired this program from afar for many years. On television, the way the players have played, the way the fans have cheered, the traditions, the wins, the losses, and I've always wanted to be a part of something like that.
Justin Fuente, the new head coach at Virginia Tech. Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. Joined every Wednesday by John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies. He is brought to you by Cowan Gates, personal injury, traffic violations, real estate, wills and trust, 11 attorneys on staff. Cowan Gates, there for you in any case. So this week at Virginia Tech, they beat the rival for the 12th time in a row, go to a bowl game, send out Frank Beamer on a high note from the regular season, send him to a bowl game, bring in a new head coach, and last night play a basketball game on national TV. John Lazer, in all your years of covering sports, ever have a whirlwind week like this?
No, I don't think so. I can remember back maybe to some of my intern days where I was chasing down any number of events in any given week between the Timberwolves, Wild, and Vikings, and whatever else was going on. But I wasn't the one that was primarily responsible for delivering that news to those events. So, yeah, it's been a ultimately busy week, Wes, but it's been a fantastic one, too. Just a lot of excitement around what happened in Charlottesville and also, of course, with the announcement of Justin just yesterday or a couple days ago. I'm losing track of when it was. And then basketball, what a great game that was last night.
Yeah, between let's go back to Saturday. Between the game, the story leaking out of who the next coach is, the Wild finish, you had a heck of a first rivalry game to remember. But I know we've kind of moved on here because this is what we do in sports. It's the here and now. First impressions of Justin Fuente. I know you get to spend a little time with him.
I think he's the genuine article, man. I like to pride myself on being able to read people fairly quickly, and I think you have to have success a lot of times in this industry. And I was certainly impressed with the way he handled himself at the press conference. I was impressed with the way he handled the media that we asked him to do afterwards. But I was more impressed in the conversations that we had while the cameras weren't rolling and while I wasn't taping for Tech Talk Live, and he was just talking about his excitement level about coming here to Blacksburg and how he was going to construct his staff and how he wanted to think about that. And just his general level of excitement about Enter Sandman and Lane Stadium. And I told him, I said, look, I know it's very fractional and the pressure is not anywhere near the same realm that you'll face, but I did follow a guy that had been here about the same level of time, was held in the same regard, and just moved here recently. And he was really taken aback by that and said, that's great, we got to talk. And just seems like a very down-to-earth, genuine guy, but at the same time, very well versed and very pointed in what he wants to accomplish here. So I couldn't have come away, as I've said numerous times, more impressed.
You did get to spend a little time with him on Tech Talk Live. I know you guys recorded an interview before he hit the recruiting trail. What was the question you were most excited or most interested to ask him?
I think the one for me, Wes, was he specifically said this was the job I wanted. You know, you heard his name, South Carolina. You heard his name, USC. You heard it for Miami. You heard it for every opening, basically, that there was. And he basically said, and I wanted to hear it straight from him while looking at him in the eyes, is it true that Virginia Tech was where you were zeroed in on all along? And he answered that in the affirmative, and I believed him. And that's something telling, I think. And that has a lot to do with this area and this university and Blacksburg as a community, because you can definitely get the sense being around him that this type of place definitely suits his personality. So that was the question I wanted to ask, and it was also the answer that I wanted to get, and I did.
Look, time will tell. You know, we know it's a honeymoon period. Everybody feels good after the press conference, but Lays, based on what he's done with his own track record and where he's done it, that's where, in terms of legit, this is where I can see legitimate excitement over this hire.
Well, look, how long around here have they said with Bud Foster's defense, and that's what they call it, of course, Bud Foster's defense, and they can continue to call it that, which is a phenomenal thing as well. If you had one of these offenses that I'm sure Hokies fans are getting a little bit annoyed watching week in and week out through some of the other conferences and even in some of the other teams and programs in this conference, what you could accomplish. And I think you see that. And whether or not that'll come to fruition, yet to be determined, obviously, like you said, there's a ton of optimism while everyone's undefeated here at the moment. But at the same time, with his track record, you have no reason to believe he's not going to be able to recruit to that system and have that offensive success. We know the type of coach Bud Foster is, so without question, man, I'm excited. I'm already picking out my travel plans to some of these bowl games on New Year's Day and beyond. So no, I'm just kidding, but yeah, it's a genuine level of optimism here, and I think it's completely founded.
You mentioned Bud Foster. Surprised that Bud stayed?
A little bit, but not when you know him. Like I said, I've heard some of the national reports and saying, oh, with pride being pride, and he wanted to be the next guy, and how could you stay? I think those come from people that have never sat in the same room with Bud Foster. He is one of the most legitimate people, and I've said this about Frank Beamer, and I'll say it about Bud Foster as well. I've truly, even though I've only known him for a few months, I love that man. We got back from Charlottesville, Wes, and news broke, and things were going down on Sunday, and I sent out a tweet about Tech Talk Live, and Buzz Williams texted and said, you know, respectfully, I'd rather this show be about that Tech Talk Live, be about football and be about the bowl and be about that. So I called Bud Foster at his house. Didn't hear back from him that night, or I called him on his cell phone while I knew he was at his house. Went into his office the next morning at 8, and he said, John, I'm so sorry, man. My phone died, and I was shuffling around, and I was doing that, but I've absolutely got you tonight. And then he came, and he killed it. And, you know, it's just the type of guy he is with all the things going on to even think about that. I just thought that was tremendous. And that's who he is. And his emotion and his passion for this place and these people is real. And I think he's decided that this is where his football legacy is ultimately going to live out. And he is invested in a number of ways in this program, the success that it's had in the past and the success that it will have in the future. So to answer your question, circling all the way back around, I was a little bit surprised at the execution of how it went down. But the fact that Bud Foster will remain here, I guess, doesn't surprise me that much. No.
He's John Lazor. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates. CowanGates.com, and we're going to have Whit Babcock on 1 hour from now, 8:45, right here, the Director of Athletics of Virginia Tech. And just so people don't think I'm a sycophant, Lays, really, I mean, if you take a look at this big picture, to get the guy you wanted, to get the defensive coordinator to stay, to really have this thing go over where you had to, you know, keep people happy. You had to be respectful of a legend going out. You know, besides the leak that got out Saturday, which was clearly not Virginia Tech, not what they wanted. I mean, besides that, I don't think this process could have gone any better.
No, I don't think – I think you're absolutely right, and I think that's the general feeling about it as well. And I've seen some people say, well, you shouldn't have done it that quickly after the Virginia game and that win. And those people, quite frankly, I say this with all due respect, don't necessarily understand the business and the way that these things work and the fact that a lot of those things were going to start to get out. A lot of the other hires were going to start to fall. You needed to get in. You needed to get out clean, and you needed to get your guy. And once Whit Babcock identified Justin Fuente as his guy, which it sounds like goes back well beyond this initial search process, but clearly he was zeroed in on him over the last week and a half, you've got to do it. You've got to do it then, because with the members on this staff that are going to be looking elsewhere, with those that are going to stay, you've got to ground them and you've got to figure out what their futures look like, whether it's a Tech or not. So you're absolutely right. I thought it went down phenomenally smoothly and well. And now, like everyone else, I'm just eager as to see what's going to happen with guys like Charlie Wiles and Torian Gray, who have been so exceptional here for years.
We'll come back. We'll talk about the possibilities of a bowl game, why Buzz Williams was so cranky last night, and, of course, it is a Wednesday, Lazor's Lightning Round. John Lazor brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. Cowan Gates there for you in any case. CowanGates.com. Wes McElroy, John Lazor, Fox Sports 910.